might go in on this, yo. You ain't ready for this, yo.
Hello, Nick Streamers. Welcome back to the channel. You know what? We got zombies, we got Zack Snyder, and we got Evolution, and Batista. Come on, guys, you already know what time it is. Let's get into it. Oh, and did I mention I had movie bars? Because, yeah, I have movie bars. So there's that. Might not mention that. Okay, so let's get into it right now.
Zombie heist. Vegas is lit. You got bit.
Zombie heist. Nikki whipped it up.
Zombie heist. Vegas is lit. You got bit.
Zombie heist.
Zombie heist. Vegas is lit. You got bit.
Zombie heist.
Vegas is outrageous. These zombies, they are contagious. The money is humongous. Batista, come and save us. Tanaka has a deal. We could make 50 mil. There's 200 in the vault. Now things are getting real.
Zombie heist.
Vegas is lit. You got bit.
Zombie heist.
Wait, you got bit.
Zombie heist.
Vegas is lit. You got bit.
Zombie heist. Zombie heist.
Vegas is lit. You got bit.
Zombie heist.
Nikki whipped it up.
Zombie heist. Zombie heist.
Zeus is that Alpha King. He's nothing like the rest. There's something up and I'm making put you to the test. Zack created a new zombie universe species. Universe? Yes, I said it first.
Zombie heist.
Vegas is lit. You got bit.
Zombie heist.
Wait, you got bit?
Zombie heist.
Vegas is lit. I got bit.
Zombie heist. Zombie heist.
Nikki whipped it up.
Zombie heist. Zombie heist.
That action is amazing. Evolution needs explaining. They don't want the loot. Alpha blood is what they're craving. Daughter went to find her friends and now she needs saving. Scott, grab your Glock, cause these alphas ain't playing. They ain't playing. I could have told you that. Nikki whipped it up.
Alright guys, usually I give you the good and bad and interesting and like kind of a format, but today I'm gonna mix it up and just kind of do it off the cuff and come what comes naturally. And make sure you subscribe if you're not subscribed. I have all different types of movie bar songs, videos, and reviews obviously. So make sure you subscribe and hit the like button and share it with a friend. So let's talk about Army of the Dead. Now, of course, this is a Zack Snyder movie. I just did it.
Review on another one of his from Justice League. Make sure you check that out. I am entertained. It has everything you would expect from a Zack Snyder film. You have to either be a fan.
If you are a fan of Zack Snyder's work, you will love this. From what I understand, it has been in the making since 2004 and nobody else really wanted to make it. I'm so glad it was brought into theaters and now you can stream it online as well. And of course, Nick Streamers means my crew that loves to stream movies or shows or, you know, even YouTube dramas, anything like that, Hulu, Amazon, Prime, all of it. You can find it right here. So I got you covered. Anyway, let's get into this film. It is jam-packed with zombie action. I was super impressed with the evolution of Zeus and everyone that he bit that became Alpha. They were smart. They were, procreating? I'm here for it. Now, I like also the diversity of the zombies, meaning that you had your shamblers and then you had your all the way up to Zeus and his queen and different things like that. And some stuff in between. You did have alphas that weren't as evolved as Zeus, but still had those superpowers. Literally, I felt like Zeus and his alpha crew felt like superheroes. I mean, the stuff they were doing was amazing. I mean, he wore a cape at one point. They gave him a cape. And some people, it was like, oh, yeah, he had a cape. So what? I mean, Zack is trying to portray that this is a new type of zombie that is just not like a mindless drone. He is actually leading and thinking, which I loved. So kudos to Zack for that. And of course, I like zombies. Check out my other ones like Train to Busan, which is the Korean type of fast-moving zombies, which I do like. But they were not evolved, and I think Zack is going to make a totally new universe with these zombies if he wants to. Now, of course, I know you're going to say they got blown up and stuff like that, so the alpha thing might not be a thing. But remember, they do have the alpha blood. No, they don't, but I'm sure they probably do. They could have scraped it up off the ground from her head. Who knows? I'm sure they do. But anyway, I don't think that this is the end of it. Obviously, toward the end, he got bit on the plane and he noticed he was bit, which is kind of a long acting bite, which is kind of weird. I like the, I want to talk about the diversity of the bite. And change timetable. We're gonna get into that, but I don't know. I really liked. It didn't have a really big storyline as far as character development. It did kind of follow Batista along, which I'm always here for Batista and whatever he's in. Go Batista. But a little more character development. I know they had to replace a character because of some allegations or. Not going to get into that. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. But I thought the transition of the other person was seamless. If you haven't seen the movie, sorry, there is spoilers in this review. So, sorry. I also liked the gore. The ruthlessness at points was just amazing. So, I'm here for that. Anyway, I am impressed with everything that I saw, except for, like I said, some character development. There was some stuff that was kind of stupid to me. Like, for instance, the soldier that was in charge of relaying the message that they need to get out of there because Zeus was on the loose. He just acted like he was so stupid. He didn't know what was going on. And I was like, OMG, what is this? He was just like, oh, they said get out of there. But obviously, your crew is called the Four Horsemen. That's what your crew and your assignment is. That's the name of your mission. You know what I'm saying? So what? That should tell you right there. And then look at the box that he's in or something's in. Even the conversation, this could be an alien, this could be something weird, and it comes to turn, long story short, there is some type of foreign sort of alien type of DNA, or some type of something in him, because it looks like Zeus was a soldier at one time. He has dog tags on, I don't know if you count that, but he does. I caught that, so Zeus at one time was human, it looks like, and then they did something to him, and now he's on the loose, and they know he's dangerous. Where was he going? Where were they taking Zeus? That's a good question also. But anyway, so there is some good and bad. I'm not going to kind of chop it up. I just want to kind of freestyle my reviews from now on just to kind of give you just out like freshly watching and then just kind of tell you what I noticed. I also loved so many things. The evolution of the zombies really sticks out to me in this movie. You really did a good job with that, Zack. I mean, not like I know you personally, but, that stuck out for me. It does have your isms all over the movie, so I can immediately tell that it's your movie, which is awesome for me because I'm a fan. So other people might feel a certain way. It's not going to be a classical movie and people might dive into it too much. I was entertained. It is for entertainment. And you did a really good job creating this world. Just like my movie bars said, I think that you can make a universe out of this if you really wanted to. And I'm here for it. So Zach, awesome. Netflix, awesome. I'm glad it was released in a way that I could stream it and then bring it right to you. Kudos for kind of, they kind of tried to make it into a heist, which I love the new twist on a movie, on a zombie movie. But the plot, really, I noticed something like they sent them in there, and the alien kind of blood, the alpha blood, was the real mission. But why send them through? And he already got paid. Tanaka already got paid off the money. Sent them in there to get the money so they can get paid, but super dangerous, obviously. But then, if they're going to nuke it, can't they just go back in there because it was in a safe and just kind of dig in there after all of the zombies are gone and get your money? Or is that too obvious or something? You got to do it while it's... Oh, I get it. So people won't know about it. But then they're going to know because you're in there, like, shooting and everything to the zombies. So I'm sure somebody's going to tell. I don't know. Let me know what you think about that. But I guess you needed a plot somehow, so... You know what I'm saying? So there's some loopholes there. I'm not going to just say, oh, this is a 100% awesome movie. I was entertained, but, you know, some stuff stuck out, as, you know, I got to be honest. So anyway, and then the awkward time where the daughter decided to have a heart-to-heart talk when they were just, like, inches away from, like, getting killed, you know, like, for real this time, and they had to go on this mission. Oh, by the way, let's do this. Yeah, no, we could have did this, like... before, and there's about 20 of this minutes of this movie that could have been like chopped out, but overall I was entertained. I
will give it a B plus, and yeah. So anyway, guys, make sure you subscribe to the channel. That was my review real quick,
and make sure that you like this and comment on what you want to see next. I'm taking suggestions. Also, I'm taking movie bars. If you have your own, make sure you hit my about section and you can send me your movie bars, and it might just be on my channel. All right, guys, until next time, keep streaming.